Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays dropped their final home game in Buffalo as the Red Sox banged out 5 home runs in a 7-4 decision over Toronto. Elsewhere, Marcus Stroman was terrific as the Mets shut down the Reds 7-0, allowing just one hit and one walk while striking out 7 over 8 innings. The Yankees outlasted the Phillies in 10 innings 6-5. The Cardinals nipped the Cubs in 10 innings 3-2. The Royals topped the Brewers 6-3. And the Marlins beat the Nationals in 10 innings 3-1. The NHL's expansion draft was yesterday. Carey Price remains with the Canadiens after the new Seattle Kraken passed on him in favor of Panthers netminder Chris Drieger and gave him a 3-year, $10.5 million package. Seattle took on some other big contracts, selecting Flames defenseman Mark Giordano, Islanders forward Jordan Eberle, and Bruins defenseman Jeremy Lauzon. In college football news, the Southeastern Conference could be adding 2 marquee programs in the future. The Houston Chronicle reports that Big 12 powers Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC about potentially joining the league. A little closer to home, the University at Albany says it will host athletic events at full capacity this fall for the first time in more than a year. The SUNY campus says vaccinated fans do not need to wear masks and social distance, but the college does not plan to check vaccine documentation at events. The Great Danes' first home football game is September 11th against Rhode Island. At the Tokyo Olympics, the U.S. women's softball team is 2-0 following a 1-0 victory over Canada yesterday. And a U.S. athlete expected to compete in the Games has tested positive for COVID-19 in Japan. USA Volleyball says a member of the team tested positive and has been transferred to a hotel. While they didn't confirm the athlete's name, it has been widely reported in Southern California to be men's beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb. I'm Jesse King.